Darling, I have a little confession to make to you. No, it's nothing bad. I'm sitting here in my office smiling, thinking about last night. Incredible. I don't know which part of the evening pleased me most. The way you looked in your little black dress in the restaurant. The way your eyes glimmered in the candles. Later, alone, looking into your eyes while we were touching, while I was inside you. I've been with lots of women, you know that. But you pleased me in a special way. My heart, my mind, certainly my body. When you told me you loved me last night, most of my life that made me run in fear from women. That may be true of a lot of men who've achieved a certain level of success. But with you, I realized how much I'd wanted to hear it when you said it. That's not a bad confession to make, I don't think. There is another part that you may not find quite so enticing. But I think you're perceptive enough that you probably know from our time together so far that I'm different. You might even have an inkling of what's coming, the rest of my confession. I hardly have to tell you how well we fit together and complement each other in so many ways. Maybe every way. It's amazing. But there is a side to my erotic nature, to my true self, as far back as I can remember, of which I've given you glimpses. You can't be too surprised. But for us to be together forever, for my full happiness, my complete devotion to us, there's an element in our relationship that will need to be there. Even if it develops slowly. In fact, that's just fine. I relish the role of erotic instructor, of teacher. After all, I'm a little older than you. It may be natural. I don't want to think of it as an arbitrary series of tests, but in the vanilla world, that's how an independent observer might think of it, but I think of it as more an adventure. Some steps for you to take under my tutelage, under my instruction, under my control, to be honest. If you find that step by step you're enjoying, you're pushing limits, you're fighting your natural fears, your good girl upbringing, and yet you want to continue because it pleases me and because you learn a little bit about the depths of your erotic nature, yourself unleashed in my arms, under my protection. If it all unfolds as I hope it does, if you want to participate, we could go forward beyond anything that you've imagined and beyond what I hoped to find. So let me know. Write me or call me, darling. Let me know if you'd like to play, if you'd like to put your erotic self completely in my hands. You know I love you. You'll be safe. Some things won't feel safe, but ultimately you will be safe. I'm your protector. If you're willing to start the trip, start the adventure with me, I think well I think not to sound too trite, too much of a cliche, but I think you and I have the potential to be that perfect couple, that soul match, that elusive, often imaginary, true love I never thought I'd find. I may have found in you, because I see the spark. I see the spark of bad girl underneath the good girl. When we've talked, you know that intrigues me. I just think that maybe you don't know the depths, or as I like to think, the heights of my passions. Would you like to take the first step? As I said before, call me, write me, let me know. It'll just be the two of us on this adventure. Please let me love you.